All righty, let's go back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Gloria joins us right now from Texas. Gloria, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi, Danny.
Hello there.
I haven't talked to you in about 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Wow.
Where have you been?
Time flew right.
I've been busy. I've been working.
Oh, good.
And my splash that you told me to sort of make that for Micah Ruff, it's still up. It's still up.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, every now and then things we recommend work. So that's good to know.
Every 10 years.
Yeah, every 10 years.
We'll talk to you in 2030, Gloria.
Okay. Hold on. Good.
Well, tell us what's going on here. You're having some problems with your wood siding, I understand.
Yes. Well, I don't know. See, we had Harvey in 2017, and I had my roof, of course, replaced early 2018, which was in November. So apparently Harvey must have come sometime in, I don't know, October maybe, because I had it replaced in November, and about 2 years ago, when I climbed up there, I noticed that it was sort of limey green at the bottom, and I touched it and it's spongy.
Right.
But I don't know. And then what I did, I went and bought me a 4-inch cedar board, about 12 feet long, I think it was. And I nailed it down to the very bottom, where the siding meets the roof line.
Right.
I thought at least the splatter will hit the board and not the siding.
Sure.
And of course, at the top where the board meets the siding, I filled it up with silicone, really, really good with silicone, so that the wet wouldn't get between there.
Right.
But hey, now. It looks like the green is beginning to move. It's climbing higher. So, yeah. and I don't know.
Well, now, is this unfinished, or do we have any type of stain or paint or anything that's sealing this wood?
No, everything. As a matter of fact, I painted it when they put the siding up. I painted it myself, and I put that, that coat, whatever it's called, that you put the white stuff that you
primer.
Put at the bottom first.
Primer. You put a primer on it.
I put the primer on it, and then I put 3 coats of bare paint.
Wow. Well, that certainly should have locked it up and prevented any additional rotting. What I wonder about, though, is now, is this near contact to the ground or the roof shingles?
It's touching the roof. The roof shingles, yes.
Okay. Well, I think what might be happening here is some of the water rain is getting actually behind this wood. That sounds like something like a flashing issue where maybe some of the water is getting behind it. Because if you've primed it and coated it like that, certainly that should be protecting it. And we always recommend anytime you install a piece of wood on the outside of the house that you actually prime all sides of it, even the backside that won't be showing, just to lock it in, lock out the moisture. I really would think that you might want to have a roofer check closely at that problem area, because water can travel. It's crazy how it can travel in, and even though it may just be contributing a few drops of rain during a rain, it won't take long before it really causes a problem on that. I think, Gloria, that's probably the way I would go, is to really get someone that does a lot of residential roofing that will come out and take a look at it. It won't cost you much money, but they may find exactly where this problem is originating
from. When the roofers put the roof up, they did have to replace that piece of wood underneath because they said it was rotten on the roof, on that side where this siding is rotting.
Sure. Yeah, and they should have addressed it then, but it may be something that they just kind of overlooked, and it's amazing a roofer with a trained eye how they can go and take a look at it, and they can go, there's the problem, that flashing's not long enough, it's too short, or whatever. So I think that might be the first step that I would try.
Okay, I will do it.
Well, Gloria, so great to talk with you again. You call us anytime, and any way we can help you, we would love to do so.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Okay, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful.
There's a great attitude,
that
huh?
That is a great attitude.
She's up on a roof nailing down boards.
My goodness.
Come on over to my house, Glory. I could use some help.
That makes my heart just warm right up right there. You know, there are so many great people in this country that really, you know, have an enthusiastic look at life. And sometimes when we start dipping in our attitude and start feeling a little low down, think of someone like Gloria like that, that is just, no matter what happens, I guarantee you she's moving ahead and seeing the right side of happiness on that. So we like that. We love those kind of calls and love that type of attitude.